Does money grow on trees? It's Home Economics with Sam Stubbs on 95BFM, thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
A little bit different today, Sam. You're out of town.
Yeah, I am, mate. I'm in Wellington.
Well, beautiful Wellington, the capital city. Hey, today we want to talk about something vitally important to this nation of ours, and applaud you guys at Simplicity for doing something wonderful.
Oh, thank you, mate. Listen, it was our members who made this happen. You know, the more we give 15% of our management fee to charity, so the more we grow, the more we give away.
Let's clarify that for people who don't, who maybe this is the first time they've ever turned on BFM. Simplicity, yeah. Of course, sponsor the B Card, which is our subscriber card. Simplicity are an ethical KiwiSaver provider.
Yeah, we are, mate, and we run a non-profit model, so all of the benefits go back to members. What we also do is we take 15% of the fees that get paid, which are, you know, very low, and we give that to charity. And so as we grow, it grows, you know, it piles up. So we're giving away, look, mate, we're almost two now, and we're already giving away on an annualised basis about $250,000 a year. And this one to Lifeline was our biggest ever.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned that. I've been waiting to speak to you before you mentioned that. $72,000 you guys have donated to Lifeline. And why is that?
Yeah, well, look, we wanted to...
I mean, firstly, congratulations and well done and good on you.
Thanks, mate. Well, listen, look, it's real simple, isn't it? They get about 10,000 calls a month and about one in four are unanswered. And, you know, Mikey, if you're phoning up Lifeline and you're prepared to talk to a complete stranger about a crisis in your life, you know, things are often really, really bad. This is basically their last hope. So we thought it was crazy that one in four calls weren't being answered from Kiwis in need. So we'd already ring-fenced a donation to them and made about $50,000. But then when we started chatting to them about it, they said, hey, listen, we're launching this thing called 72 Club, which is this play on. Actually, this will be sort of music to your ears. It's a play on that 27 Club, you know, Janis Joplin.
Excellent.
And so on, yeah. So they basically switched it around. They said, listen, we'd like all Kiwis to live to 72. It's absolutely crazy that people are committing suicide. And I don't know if you know, mate, but the suicide rate in New Zealand is crazy high. It's 668 Kiwis killed themselves last year. It's 1.7 times the road toll, right? And you think about all the money we put into keeping the roads safer, getting that road toll down, and yet, you know, 1.7 times that number of people kill themselves every year. So it's crazy. We've got to have a place where they can go and feel listened to.
This is the topic that we've been talking about on BFM for many, many, like on the Breakfast Show for many, many, many years, and just across media now, it's really only just starting to be the topic has been discussed now. Let alone the reasons and the environment that's or the factors that are causing it, which we're still trying to identify. Better than we have been able in the past. And people at Lifeline do a really good job. They do, actually, that's underplaying, isn't it? They do a phenomenal job, and they lost a bit of their government funding recently as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And look, mate, look, they answer 10,000 calls a month. It's a lot, eh? And they basically told us this week that
that modern life is difficult, Sam.
It really is,
and
mate,
and we've got to be prepared to tell each other that. You know?
Yeah, and look, and they get 11 calls a day from people on the verge of suicide. You know, basically saying that it's going to happen. So, you know, this is the ultimate fence at the top of the cliff as far as we're concerned. You've got to have these people there. They've got to be able to talk through people's issues, because otherwise, you know, if you wait until something happens, it's a terribly tragic, you know, it's just tragic. So,
it takes a certain type of person to be able to remind somebody and get through whatever sort of barriers they put up, to remind them that it's really valuable that they're around tomorrow. You know, for themselves,
mate,
and for everyone else in the world. You know, it's like, and you never know what's going to be. You never know what tomorrow's going to hold. You never know.
You never know.
Even if you think you do, you don't.
And these guys are really good at it, right? They do it. They're there. They're making it happen. They're not just talking about it. They're actually doing stuff. So we thought, hell, this is crazy. So let's give them a big slug of money to help them out.
Fantastic. Hey, well, nice work. If that's a good enough reason to change to Simplicity, well done. If it's a big ad for Simplicity, who cares? Good job.
Thanks, Margie.
Hey, I'm Sam. So yeah, because this is your way, we can't really have our home economics talk. We'll carry this on this time next week. But thank you very much for talking to us, and congratulations to you guys for doing that. Well done. Should every other company and every other person in the country should do the same. Thanks.
Cheers, mate. See you.
Bye-bye.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.